Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
Listening live on location, Steve Lindell on WMUN News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk. We're at the Farm Festival, day one of two at the fairgrounds in Muncie, and this is what people are talking about. First and foremost, it's real cold outside. Someone has propped the door open for some reason. When I arrived for setup this morning, the lights weren't on yet. I got Joshua help me out. He's a great dude. He's like the overnight security guy. There was no heat in this building either. It was literally colder inside the Memorial Building than it was outside. I don't know how they arranged for that. We have a lot to cover. Joe Scott's going to talk at 8:30 this morning. I'm the one hollering inside the building here, and everyone's looking at me like, why is he talking so loud? I can't help it. I'm excited. Steve Lindell from WMUN. We're live on location here to talk about the Farm Fest, to talk about all things weather-wise. Paul Poteet comes up in a little while, our local news summary and stuff, too. But first, two of the most frightened-looking gymnasts on the squad of Ball State University. Now, I'm totally kidding. They're totally within their realm here because these media interviews, you know, when you finish first in the Mid-American Conference again, ho-hum, and you have, you're involved with the squad and, you know, you've got the MAC championships coming up at home on Saturday. Introduce yourself and tell everybody that being involved with this excitement, the media foray is just nothing for you.
Hi, so my name is Aislinn. I am a sophomore on the gymnastics team, and we're really excited to be here and to let everyone know what we have coming up.
When's the last time you had a good cheesesteak sandwich? That's what I want to
know. Oh, yeah, so I'm from Philadelphia, so that's why he's asking me that.
Yeah. Thanks for clarifying.
Last time I had a Philly cheesesteak was probably this summer when I was back home.
I got you. Well, we're glad you're here, and you, introduce yourself, please.
I'm Alana. I'm also a sophomore, and I'm from Tennessee.
So you're like Alana, not like Madonna. You don't have a last name?
Oh. Yeah. Alana Sims. Sims is
from Tennessee, and she's wearing the Tennessee gear. I got to give you a hard time for that. You do have a Ball State T-shirt underneath, you said, but you are rocking the Tennessee logo. Did you choose that because we're on the radio today and not on the video stream?
No. Okay, so I actually chose the sweatshirt because I don't really care about it.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, so everybody, this Ball State gymnast squad person doesn't care. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, it's fine.
No, I like it. I like that kind of attitude. I've got my hands in the air like I just don't care. Go ahead.
So for weights at 5:30 this morning, yeah. I just grabbed the first thing.
Okay, I got you. I'm messing with you. We're having fun. So the MAC championships are home, Worthen Arena, this Saturday. Did you just say you were up at 5:30 lifting?
Yes, we have 5:30 lifts in the morning, and then a 7:45 to 10:45 practice after that.
Coach Salim is driving you people like you're just, well, like you're the MAC champions. That seems to work.
Yeah, we work hard, and we work for what we want. So we're ready to compete at MAC, so we're working hard.
We're glad. I'm fixated on the cheesesteak sandwich. I'm so sorry because you told me the Philadelphia connotation. Is that in any way, shape, or fashion involved with the lifting and or the protocols with respect to you being a happy cardinal?
Maybe. I mean, cheesesteaks might be fueling me through lifts. I don't know.
It's possible. Let's get down to the gymnastics now. Your specialty, what's your favorite event, and what will you be rocking on Saturday at the MAC championship?
Well, my favorite event is floor, okay, but I don't think I'll be rocking it.
What does that mean? Why not?
I'm coming back from injury.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you feeling okay? You're 100%?
I'm 100% back, okay. But yeah.
All right. Good, good. Will you be rocking anything?
I am also coming back from injury, jeez, but we'll be on the floor and we'll be cheering on our teammates and there to support them.
I got you. You're also a floor aficionado?
I do really like floor and bars. Those are my two favorites.
Okay, bars and like the balance beam and all these stuff, I always see myself as being severely injured if I was doing any of that stuff.
They are pretty hard events to do, especially when you straddle the beam. Oh. You know, you can really...
Yeah, I don't even want to think about that. That just doesn't sound fun. So who wants to talk about the MAC championships? What times it start and all that stuff? Go ahead. Yeah, what's it, 2 o'clock?
So the MAC championships will start at 2 o'clock, and this is a different meet than any meet we've hosted in a while. So there's going to be all 7 MAC teams. There's going to be a lot going on, a lot of gymnastics to watch. And it'll probably take longer than a normal meet, but it's going to be so exciting and so fun.
Outstanding. And you looking forward to this? I assume this is like a red letter date on your gymnastics career so far, right?
Yes, I'm so excited, and it's going to be so much fun.
All right. Well, you guys did great. I appreciate you very much. Anybody else want to say hey before we go? They're shaking their head. I'm getting shaken off. All right. So Saturday's the day, and that's just one of like 1,000 things happening at Worthen Arena this week. Sheesh. We'll get to that in just a little bit. Good luck and congratulations, and let's keep rolling with the Mid-American Conference Championship under your belt again. Great people, Ball State gymnasts in the house as we continue live at the Farm Fest. More to come on WMUN
News.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. The best athletes don't just play the game, they change it. When it comes to investing, Gainbridge is doing the same. Their online platform does things differently because it's designed to put you in charge of growing your own savings. It's intuitive, it's easy, and best of all, it's on your terms. No wonder Gainbridge has earned the trust of 40% repeat customers. It's a better way to invest because it's investing your way. Get started today with as little as $1,000 at GameBridge.io.
Planning for spring at Lowe's means big savings on outdoor power equipment. And Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Buy one select Ego string trimmer, leaf blower, or mower kit. Get one select 56-volt battery free. That's up to a $299 value. Power through spring with Ego, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 4/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, if the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020. Again, that's 1-800-506-2020.
Live weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
At the Farm Fest, the day one of two back here on Delaware County today. WMUN is emanating from the Delaware County Fairgrounds. School tours start about 8:30, 9 a.m. Sheriff's Delaware County Sheriff's deputy over there full of biscuits and gravy, as far as I know. I'm not getting a confirmation. Perhaps they're not wanting to pay attention to what the radio guy is saying. That's very normal and honest, too. All right. It is cold outside. Another hard freeze first thing this morning. Let's see if it gets better, warmer anytime soon. Here is WMUN meteorologist Paul Poteet.
There's a lot going on in the weather today. The morning wind chills will start in the teens and 20s, but we will get back to 53 this afternoon and will be a lot sunnier than what we were yesterday. In the meantime, the afternoon winds will be gusting up to about 40 miles an hour. Mostly clear tonight, low of 33. Back to cooler weather Wednesday. Sunshine, but a high of only 44. And we're down to 21 under a clear sky Wednesday night. Partly sunny, 39 on Thursday, and then scattered light showers in the afternoon and evening Friday with a high of 53. The weekend is dry, 47 on Saturday, 54 on Sunday.
All right, well, Paul, 54 sounds a little better, but those temperatures between now and then don't sound so great. 8:16, Steve Lindell hosting WMUN's Delaware County Today, this morning out of studio and in the building, Memorial Building, one of the several that are used for the Farm Fest every year. Today is day one of the two. They have a biscuits and gravy event going on this morning, and again tomorrow morning, that's in the next building over. Free will offering on that. And then there is a small charge for a lunch today and tomorrow and a dinner today and tomorrow. We're going to have Joe Scott on to talk about some more details and info in just a couple of minutes. He's a guest towards the bottom of the hour. Hold on a second. I got to look at my map. Even if we're out of the building, I can see people that are listening on Alexa. For the first time ever, we have a listener this morning in Kingston, Jamaica. Kingston, Jamaica. You got to send me a note, WMUN at woofboom.com. Tell me who you are. I'm glad that you're listening. Kingston, Jamaica. Boy, we are worldwide on WMUN. Now, our local news summary, these stories and more airing on all of our stations in East Central Indiana today and now on WMUN.
You've probably heard a lot about what's going on in the sky with a solar eclipse in Indiana, April 8th. John Herrick reports on what will happen on the ground.
MedExcel is a consulting health and safety firm based in Indianapolis. They say they're preparing for the solar eclipse in the same way that they prepare hospitals for hurricanes.
That's everything from traffic control to distribution of medicines and all kinds of things that would potentially come into play.
Gary Dick with Inside Indiana Business tells WIBC's Tony Katz that many hospitals will have counselors there to help people who may have had a bad reaction to seeing the solar eclipse, like thinking the world is going to end when it's not. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
At the moment of totality,
it's dark, so it's perfectly comfortable to look at the sun. But as the sun emerges from the side of the moon, our reflex, which naturally is there to look away, the aversion to the bright light that we have, goes away because it's a slowly adaptive phenomenon. Mm-hmm. And we adapt to the increase in light exposure. And in the end, if we don't look away, we could have burns in our macula, in the center of our vision.
That's Dr. McCreese from McCreese Vision Group, who has free eclipse glasses and an event this Saturday noon to 2 at a sponsored radio station appearance. He'll give those away.
Recently recognizing Madison County individuals and businesses for accomplishments, Madison County Chamber President Clayton Whitson shared that the organization itself has won numerous awards and was quick to credit the chamber staff.
Patty Lovins and Rachel McCracken are two of the absolute best in the business, and we are really lucky to have them on our team.
Brett Busby, WLBC Radio News.
The Community Foundation of Randolph County activated the Randolph County Relief Fund in response to needs created by the tornadoes and storms. 100% of donations will be used to address the needs of those affected in the community, and anyone can give to the fund. Interested, there's an online link and other ways to give. It's all listed on our local news page this morning.
I'm Peter Killeen. A divided Anderson City Council giving tentative approval for the vacating of a downtown alley requested by Jared and Lisa Oakley. According to the Herald Bulletin, Council Thursday passed through two of three required readings of the ordinance.
The annual Delaware County Farm Festival is today and tomorrow at the Muncie Fairgrounds. Many school tours will happen, but the general public is welcome to attend and learn about the importance of agriculture. Farmfestival.org. It's a loaded field of Republicans in the primary for Indiana's 5th District. Kurt Darling reports on what one of them has to say with a couple of hot-button issues.
Raju Chinthala is a native of India. He says though the border needs to be secured, he says the nation should have a better avenue to help illegal immigrants. One of those, he says, would be getting rid of the H-1B lottery used to decide who gets a work visa.
It's worse than slaving that we are bringing these H-1B workers, making them to work without knowing where to go, what is their future.
On All Indiana Politics, he also said the abortion issue should be left up to the states. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
That candidate is one of the confirmed guests for the April 4 Candidate Forum at Anderson High School Auditorium. It's 6 to 8 p.m. in person, online, smart speaker, and four Wolf Boom radio stations. The incumbent, Victoria Spartz, also confirmed her appearance just yesterday.
I'm Peter Killeen. The Anderson Redevelopment Commission voting to purchase a 10-acre lot north of the former GM Engineering Building from Brown Eyed Girls Limited Liability Corporation for $275,000. Herald Bulletin reporting two appraisals were received at $250,000 and $287,000.
The Indiana Department of Homeland Security is gathering Hoosier stories and memories for a special remembrance project for the 50th anniversary of the tornado super outbreak that occurred April 3 and 4, 1974. Survey link is on our local news page now. Developers think that adding humor to artificial intelligence will make it more engaging and impactful for users.
AI is super important because it's not just about tomorrow. It's happening right now. It's all around us, making a big impact in education, healthcare, and keeping us safe. And that's why they say it's a good idea to add humor to AI tech too.
The question is, how relevant is it for a human? It would be nice if computers would understand what humor is.
Julia Reza, professor at Purdue University, says even if the technology is not perfect, it would enhance artificial intelligence. Ryan Hedrick, Network Indiana.
Delaware countywide candidates are in focus tonight starting 6:30 p.m. at the Maring Hunt Library as facilitated by the group Muncie Resists. The event will also be live streamed on their Facebook page. She was the right person at the right time when Ball State started overseeing Muncie Community Schools, says President Mearns.
When this partnership developed, there were folks in the community, folks in the school buildings, who had many questions, and she quickly demonstrated competence and compassion. And she's also been a great partner with us here at Ball State. I have the good fortune to meet with her and speak with her on a regular basis. You know, she really understood the nature of the relationship.
Last week on WMUN's Delaware County Today radio show, talking about the departing Dr. Leanne Kwiatkowski. June 30th is her last day as the CEO. Muncie Habitat for Humanity is going to build homes for four families. We saw a post over the weekend from Marquise Daquan McClendon. The phone number and all the information is on our news page. Once approved, you only have to put a $1,000 down payment, and they're accepting applications till April 5, so don't miss the opportunity.
Anderson University's School of Music, Theater, and Dance will host their annual Diversity Dance Festival April 9th through the 15th on campus. Guests are invited to attend a free performance from the Dayton Contemporary Dance Company April 11th at 7:30 p.m. in York Performance Hall. For more info, you can email studentdance@anderson.edu. Brett Busby, WLBC Radio News.
We're planning special radio coverage of a very special event, the state championship game for the Wapahani Raiders. WMUN Talk Radio is discussing best ways to highlight the team, the town, and their road to recovery. If you want to suggest anything, email WMUN@wolfboom.com.
All right, and that's just part of our news and information we're covering this morning. It's 8:24 Eastern Time. Steve Lindell rocking the Ball State gear today because we're out of the building and we are proud of the Ball State Cardinals not only the gymnast that we've already interviewed so far this morning. If you're just clicking in, Mom, I think you were on the radio and the Alexa since the very beginning, so you heard that. But people tune in. They tune out all the time. Let's get a little snapshot of the day today.
It's March 19th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. It's National Backyard Day. As the days begin to get warmer, perhaps now is the time to get our backyards in shape so we can once again enjoy them as the snow melts away. While the traditional idea of a couple of lawn chairs on a patch of grass may still be appealing, people have started to transform their backyards into spaces which allow them to unwind after a tough week. For some, it's creative ways to garden or an inviting space for gatherings. Whatever your interest may be, take the time to create the space which can bring you calm throughout the year. Also on this date, in 1918, the Congress authorizes time zones and approves daylight saving time. And in 1966, the Miners of Texas Western beat the Kentucky Wildcats 72-65. It was the first time in college basketball history that an all-black starting five won the national championship. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Live WMUN's Delaware County Today. Steve Lindell at the Delaware County Fairgrounds Farm Fest, day one of two. If you're coming out, I see some of the kids and parents and grandmas and grandpas bringing some of the early arrivers for the school tours to learn all about farming and the impact of community, safety, and on and on and on. If you're looking for us, we're going to be here several times during the next couple of days. WMUN live till 9 o'clock this morning here on scene. Then later on, I believe Jay Garrison, the former retired voice of Ball State Women's Basketball on radio, will be here for Work FM, one of our other stations. Jared Boomer makes an appearance tomorrow, 11 to 1. I think Jay Garrison is also going to be involved with the pedal pull. Kendrick Shadowin from KLS Digital is right next to me, and he gave me just a quick nod. I believe that might be accurate, that Jay Garrison might be the MC of that ceremony. Oh, if there is anything that I think is most appropriate for a pedal pull is to see somebody MCing it that couldn't possibly fit into, maybe he's an adult, the physical girth and strength and the body scheme of our buddy Jay Garrison. I'm sure he's probably listening right now. He's the perfect person to MC it. Of course, he's not able to partake because there are, you know, weight restrictions, etc. That's why I can't do it too, by the way. Kendrick might be able to fit into it. He's pretty svelte, staring at me right now. 8:27 coming up next. We'll talk more about this Farm Fest with the organizer. Joe Scott is going to be our guest live on WMUN.
Hi, I'm Mark Cuban, entrepreneur, businessman, and TV fan. People always come to me for investment advice. So here's a quick tip for you. Stop overpaying for cable and switch to Philo. What's Philo? It's the best way to watch more than 70 of your favorite channels and save big on your monthly bills. You can stream top channels like AMC, A&E, Discovery, Live, and On Demand. Philo's also got a library with thousands of hours of movies and shows just waiting for you. Plus, an unlimited DVR that lets you save all your favorites and rewatch them for up to 1 year. All of this for just $25 a month. You don't need me to tell you that this is a deal you need to make. Philo, now and forever.
Head on over to philo.tv. That's philo.tv. And start your 7-day free trial now.
The all-new, all-free 765 Business Journal. Economic development news for Delaware County, Indiana. A product of WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Jay Chapman, president and CEO of Wolf Boom Radio, said, "This effort is just another expression of how we are investing in the community in a way that drives business growth and opportunity in Muncie and Delaware County." Sponsored in part by Minnetrista, Town of Yorktown, YMCA, IU Health, MITS, and Ivy Tech Community College. How to get there? Go to MuncieJournal.com and click the link for the all-new, all-free 765 Business Journal.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BLING to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BLING for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BLING for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Listen to Delaware County Today on Alexa. Just enable the skill. Then say, Alexa, play WMUN. Now back to Steve Lindell.
We are live, 8:30 Eastern Time. I say that for our listeners in the Central Time Zone. I see Rockford, Illinois. I see my mom in Minnesota. They are listening on FM and AM 2, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM. WMUN, one of the Woof Boom stations that'll be here over the next couple of days. Work FM will be here later today, and WLBC will be here tomorrow. Blake FM, proud to support this event too. The pedal pull is always fun. We're going to get to that and all that and more right now. Joe Scott, organizer, and it is organized, for heaven's sakes. There's a lot of moving parts to this, Joe. Great to see you, and great to have another Farm Fest.
It's good to be here and good to have another one going.
We've got the biscuits and gravy across the way that's just probably getting ready to wrap up. We'll get to the other food parts of this in a little bit, but for those that may not be aware, Joe, the overall mission, the purpose of this event every year, verbalize that for our listeners, would you?
Primarily, we want to try to educate the community about what farmers do. This year, we happen to highlight fruits and vegetables. And so we try to get a highlight each year of something different. But it's to, just to educate the community, the school groups that come in, the daycares, so forth, that do come in and tour the facilities, what we have. We do have two different buildings that we have booths in, and it's just to let them be aware, and we try to give them some educational facts.
Everybody's welcome, the entire community, but as you said, the school groups are a huge component of this. I see some of the earlier arrivers. Looks like maybe the buses haven't arrived yet, but maybe some of the mommies and daddies that are bringing their kids directly or whatever. How many schools? Is there any way to know how many schools, how many kids, or is it impossible to count all that? And you love it, don't you?
Yes. We encourage as many as we can get. I know in years past we've had up to 4,000 school children come in. Now I know we had over 50 groups that scheduled to come in, but a lot come in without scheduling. They just come in.
That's okay. Well, it's better if you schedule it, if you're coming in a group, but just rather have you come than not. WMUN is live at the Delaware County Fairgrounds. I'm Steve Lindell. This is WMUN's Delaware County Today. First day of the two-day run here at Farm Fest. Today we go until when, and then what are the hours tomorrow, Joe?
We start at 8:30 each morning, and today we go till 8 o'clock. Tomorrow we shut it off at 7 o'clock.
Okay. I'm going to get to the food in a second, because I know you always look forward to a whole bunch of people coming in. Maybe business people could take their lunch break or maybe plan for a dinner over here. We'll get to that in just a second. Back to the kids and the learning part of this. Yeah, I know there's some animals around somewhere, and there's other learning opportunities. Kind of explain to our listeners what the kids are going to be able to see firsthand with some of that kind of stuff. This is fun.
Yeah, we have in the community building, which is the northern building, we have some animals there. They will be able to milk a cow if they want to. Go right up, and there are people there to assist them, so they're not going to get hurt. But they can actually milk a cow.
Cool.
We do have sheep shearing, where they actually shear the wool off of the sheep, and you know, students can go up and feel the wool and even take a little sample of it if they want to. So that's there. I know they're supposed to have chickens, rabbits. There's some, you know, of course, the dairy cows there, plus some dairy calves. We've got donkeys, horses, and ponies. So we've got a variety of animals that they can see, and many of them they can touch.
And a lot of these kids are city folk, and they probably, this might be their first interaction with a farm animal ever in their lives. I imagine their faces are pretty darn excited and cool to see for you and for all the other organizers and volunteers.
Yes, it is. And they can, some of them may have seen them as they drive down the road, yeah. But they've never actually seen them up close or been able to actually touch them. So
Joe Scott doing a lot of work here, and I know you've got a lot of people. You can't possibly thank them all, the volunteers, the organizers, the people that help get everything put together. We'll give you that chance in a second if you want to name drop, but I know you probably don't want to miss anybody. You were talking about one of the things the kids get to do is milk a cow. I told you my mom is listening in Minnesota. Right. Back in the day, my first radio job was at Q92 in Little Falls, Minnesota. And I eventually did the mornings on that station when my mom probably will remember when I milked a cow live on the radio. I'm going to tell you, I was utterly terrified.
Okay. I can imagine.
Thank you very much. I think I drove a tractor for a second, too. I nearly took out a building, so that didn't go very well. There's tractors here, too, isn't there?
Yeah, we have the White River Antique Tractor Club. Has their tractors, and I didn't count, but I'll bet there's 20 plus antique tractors up there. And then we have some new farm equipment. Reynolds Equipment has brought in a big combine with a head on it, a corn head, and they do have then a large tractor with some tillage equipment behind it. So just to see the size of that. And then we have a crop sprayer. Oh. It's actually inside the building, and it spans out, I think it's over 40 feet. You know, span. So
big stuff. Public safety personnel here too. That's always great for the kids to get up close and personal. I see some like looks like Eaton over there, and there's a
fire department. Eaton Fire Department, the EMS is here to they have a small ambulance set up there. The Delaware County police are sheriff and police are here. In fact, I talked to the sheriff just a little while ago, and they're here to share what their purpose is.
Yeah.
So
and interact with the kids and make sure that the kids know these are the good guys and these are the ones that are helping you. I want to jump to the lunches and the dinners now, because again, our listeners that might not have school-aged kiddos or whatever need to know they are welcome to come here. Go through all the booths. Thank everybody for being here, by the way, because it's time out of their schedule and their business life and their public service life too. But maybe somebody can only break away from their lunch break, or maybe after work they can come for dinner. You got some good meals set up. Tell everybody how and when those are going to work out.
Okay. Well, today the Delaware County Extension Homemakers do the noon meals. Today it's baked steak, then with mashed potatoes, green beans, coleslaw, and you know, the drink and a dessert tonight, and that's from 11 to 2. 5 to 7 tonight is our pork chop dinner. That's sponsored by Scheidler Grain and cooked by Delaware County pork farmers. That's 5 to 7, but then starting at 6 o'clock then we have our annual auction, which is our main fundraiser for the event. The proceeds from that goes to fund it for future years. So we have that. Of course, again, the breakfast will begin tomorrow. It starts at 7 and goes till 8:30, 9, whenever they run out, or you know, people stop coming in.
Okay.
11 to 2 tomorrow is a chicken noodle dinner, again by the Extension Homemakers, with all the sides and so forth. Then tomorrow night, we have 5 to 7, we have a barbecue dinner. What we have is three different businesses will cook their pulled pork.
All right.
And it's a contest.
Woo!
So then the winner of that gets a trophy. But what we do is we put them on slider buns, so you get all three. And then there's a toothpick in each of them of different colors. And whichever you think is the best, you deposit that toothpick in a container. And that then they count up who has the most. And that is then the winner of the cook-off.
Yeah. That's great. That sounds fantastic. I think I heard that the breakfast again tomorrow is a free will offering. Yeah. How much for the lunches and the dinners, just so people bring some money with? Because they got to make sure we get that taken care of.
I don't have them on here, but I know we try to keep the prices down. We do have sponsors for the different meals and things, so we try to keep the prices low enough that a family can come in reasonably and not break the bank by.
This is all about fun and all about being together and stuff. I got to tell you something funny about your brochure. Funny, ha ha. I can't tell you how many people, Joe Scott, have said to me, Steve Lindell, your caricature, Steve, is on the radio section. Can you confirm or deny that that caricature has anything to do with me specifically?
I don't know where that came from, but maybe that was your picture.
I didn't make it up. People tell me that all the time, and I think it's just a hoot. I don't have yellow or blonde hair, clearly. I've got the gray rocking here, don't I?
Yeah, but maybe that was close.
Maybe so. Last thing I want you to be able to do is, in your words, thank everybody, sponsors, vendors, volunteers, the fairgrounds, I mean, whoever you want to thank to make sure that you have a chance to do that too, Joe.
Well, I do want to emphasize too, it is free admission. There's no charge. Anybody can come in at any time, come in and out if you want to come multiple times. So there is no charge. We want to emphasize that. Okay. There's so many vendors. We've got, I'm going to the Memorial Building right now, and it is basically full from side to side all the way around. This is the way it used to be that I remember when I was younger. Coming to it, it was packed full, and it's that way again. But we have countless people. You know, there's probably 20 people on our committee that all have to come together to make this happen. And then the contacting vendors, which they come and set up and are here 2 days, so they have to take from their work. We do have then. People that bring in the animals and you know, have to take care for them here while they're here, and yep. It just takes the whole everybody coming together to make it happen.
And I see the joy on your face every time that I get to talk to you or see you. You've got a happy face. There's a lot of stress on you as the coordinator, as pulling this stuff together, but I know I can see it. You love it.
Yeah, I do. And we look back and researched, this actually started in 1980. So this is the 44th year that would have had a continuous. We did lose 2 years during COVID. It actually happened on Friday. They said, you cannot have this Tuesday. So we had everything set up, ready, planned. We had to just shut it down. And then the following year, we couldn't have it again. Then we came back and they're starting to build it back up, and it's getting there where we want it to be again. Wow. And we want to continue it as long as we can.
On behalf of the radio stations, we would think there's no better place to be today and tomorrow than right here in the middle of all the farm festival fun and everything else we've mentioned. Joe, thank you very much for your dedication to this event. And we appreciate you. You're a good dude, and we're glad to work with you and work for you.
Well, I appreciate you being here and helping helping publicize this.
Absolutely. All right, we have more to come. Delaware County Today in just a moment. Stand by. This is WMUN.
Menards has everything to get your garden ready for spring. MasterForce has all of the gardening tools you need, from lawnmowers and leaf blowers to string trimmers and hand tools. Dig deeper this year and master your garden with the MasterForce fiberglass handle digging shovel. It's durable, versatile, and on sale now through March 24th. Head into the Menards Garden Center to get your project started today and find the rest of our great deals on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Hankook DynaPro AT2 Extreme. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. Go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
My name is Chris Riccobono, founder of Untuck It. 13 years ago, we redefined men's casual style with the original Untuck shirt. Over the years, we've applied the same obsession for the perfect fit to pants, polos, and sports coats, to name a few. We've literally got you covered from head to toe. We also have a great women's collection and just launched a big and tall line, too. With 20 new stores planned in 2024, we will now have over 100 globally. Visit us at untuckit.com or one of our many stores.
I really do love our community. Being a Delta and Ball State graduate, my roots run deep. I'm attorney Mitch Pippin. For over 25 years, I've enjoyed serving the needs of my community. I've learned so many things during the years, but one thing will always be true, and that is the simple approach of doing what is right for my clients. I have never and will never forget that my clients are my community. If you need any legal advice, call me at 282-0282, making the right decisions with you.
Did you know how much dental health can affect your total health? That's why comprehensive and preventative checkups at University Avenue Dental are so key.
Hi, this is Dr. Greg Pyle at University Avenue Dental. Our focus is not only dental health, but your overall health. Whether it's just you or your whole family, we're accepting new patients for our comprehensive approach. We're proud to be back-to-back gold medal winners in the Muncie's quest for the best.
Visit drgregpyle.com for more information.
At Wealth Strategies in Muncie, their financial advice is transparent and unique to the life you want to live. That's why before suggesting or implementing a plan, the conversation starts with what you want to achieve. That's the Wealth Strategies difference.
Hi, this is Will Isaacs from Wealth Strategies. Visit our website, wealthstrategiesinc.com, for more information.
Securities and advisory services offered through OSAIC Wealth Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. OSAIC Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of OSAIC Wealth. Wealth Strategies is located at 207 North High Street, Muncie, Indiana. Phone 765-289-3366.
FM, AM, and Alexa. Live daily and on demand at WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Steve Lindell on Delaware County Today.
I just heard somebody in the room say, that's Steve Lindell over there. Thank you, Tom Campbell, voice of WMUN. We're proud to be here in the middle of the Farm Fest. Now, back in the studio, one of the things that we do every day, just for fun, is called the WMUN Word of the Day. And I understand yesterday he was ready and I was not. Thomas from Cam and TC and Paige Turner's The Broadcast Book Club, he was ready for the Word of the Day yesterday. And I forgot to ask him during our interview about his upcoming guest this Saturday morning for Cam and TC on the show from 8 to 8:30 in the morning. So what he did was he looked ahead yesterday to today's Word of the Day, and he thought about it, and apparently in the studio he has today's Word of the Day, which I understand is propagate from memory. I think that's it. So let's just say hello to Thomas now.
Good morning, Steve. I believe I owe you today's word in a sentence. And today's okay. Word, as you said, is propagate, spelled P-R-O-P-A-G-A-T-E. So here we go. Cam and I are trying to propagate downloads for Paige Turner's episodes, as in, we want those downloads to multiply. Speaking of Paige Turners, you can listen to us every Saturday morning from 8 to 8:30 a.m. right here on 92.5 FM, 1340 a.m.
Oh, and look at you getting in a drop to promote the show. Very well done. You could be a NASCAR driver, Thomas. That's really good. That's really good. By the way, we propagate our radio listeners as well. Lots of people listen to us on the radio, the 92.5 FM, the 1340 a.m. In fact, believe it or not, far more on the radio than those downloads and stuff. We love seeing those numbers and data tick up, though, because it means that we're reaching even more people in a whole bunch of different ways and the way that they want to get out to them. And remember, we told you this a million times, but there's new listeners all the time. The live radio stuff we have when it first airs is one thing. Then you can podcast, replay anything that we do on our website. That's WMUNMuncie.com. WMUNMuncie.com. Chronologically, the newest stuff that goes up is listed first. Scroll down and you could see everything. I think almost everything we've done since we've started the WMUN concept. And Farmhouse does a great job for us on that website, by the way. Matt Howell, not a paid endorsement, just a strong suggestion. And Mike Rhodes, my buddy from MuncieJournal.com and the 765BusinessJournal.com, is mumbling to himself right now, say his business name correctly, Steve. I just said Farmhouse because I didn't want to blow it. All right, let's get into, here we go again with artificial intelligence. I think you might be calling him or her Dr. AI.
This is House Call for Health. The familiar ritual of doctors sitting down with their patients to discuss their medical issues is going high tech. Medical professionals are beginning to use artificial intelligence during those checkups. New technology is allowing doctors to record their conversations with patients. Through the use of AI, the discussions are then automatically turned into clinical notes and summaries. It's called ambient clinical documentation, and the concept was recently discussed at the Healthcare Information and Management Systems Society conference in Orlando, Florida. More than 30,000 health and tech professionals attended the event. Proponents say the use of the technology will help reduce doctors' administrative workloads and prioritize their connections with patients. A keynote speaker saying, "We can't hold back innovation," but adding, "It will never replace human intervention and oversight." For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All right, and Emily Guffey, my producer back in the Axia Command Center, thought I was serious yesterday when I told her that I would be interviewing a chicken today. That is inaccurate. However, I am working on a substitute interview, which is 60 seconds away, which I think is almost as entertaining. First, to Arkansas we go.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
The kindness of a community in Arkansas helping a blind man walk to work makes today's Dean's List. Bill Majaluski works as a custodian at the local Walmart in Cabot, Arkansas. He's legally blind, and because he can't drive, he walks 5 miles back and forth to get to work. A few years ago, Christy Conrad noticed Bill walking by himself and offered a ride. During their conversation, she found out about Bill's challenges and wanted to help. So she started a group on Facebook called Mr. Bill's Village, asking others in the neighborhood if they would give him a ride to work. The response was overwhelming, and in just a couple of days, over 1,000 members joined and made sure that Mr. Bill had a lift to and from work. Now, without fail, someone in the community brings Bill back and forth from his job at Walmart, something he says warms his heart and reminds us all that there's a lot of great people in the world that want to help. Janice Dean, Fox News.
All right, now, the replacement interview. I told you yesterday on the live radio program that I was going to try and interview a chicken today. I couldn't get a chicken, but for the first time ever in my broadcast career, I am interviewing a strawberry. You are literally dressed up as a strawberry. What's your name?
Sammy the Strawberry.
Oh, Sammy the Strawberry. He's got a stage name and everything, and you're standing in front of all this jams and jellies and yummy stuff for who, by the way?
For Landis Farm.
Outstanding. And do you dress this way in a strawberry outfit every day?
Well, not really every day, but this is a special occasion. So, you know, we've been meeting a lot of young people today, so I wanted them to really get into it and really feel it about strawberries.
We can feel the excitement. The strawberry fervor is emanating from you.
Thank you. And it's not going to be too long. They had to wake me up. You see, we're not totally woken up yet, but they had to get me out from underneath that straw this morning to come and be here.
Kind of like the groundhog.
Yes.
You're like a groundhog strawberry.
Groundhog strawberry. And we're going, if all goes well, boys and girls and men and women, we're going to start picking in June.
Outstanding. Great to see you. Thanks for having fun.
Thank you, sir.
Going to have fun with the kids, too. I'm sure the cool kids coming in here. Steve Lindell from WMUN and the rest of the Woof Boom Radio Group. As we are, that was the first time ever. I'm almost shaking with excitement. I've never interviewed a strawberry before. All kinds of fun out here. Little kids looking at the guy in the radio suit wondering what the heck's going on there. It's just part of the fun of Farm Fest. learn about beef cattle. That's right next to our WMUN booth. Later today, we'll have Jay Garrison from our Air Force out here. Tomorrow, Jared Boomer. We've got another Jay appearance for the pedal poll that happens. You can sign up. You can sign up for the pedal poll on Wednesday from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. Weight classes up to 70 pounds for kiddos. It's a lot of fun. Free to get in, free parking. Everything's fun. And this is where you want to be today. For Emily Guffey back in the Axia Command Center, Steve Lindell, WMUN.